Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russian opposition marches in tribute to murdered leader. Tens of thousands of people marched in central Moscow Sunday to mourn the murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Nemtsov was shot and killed in a bridge near the Kremlin while walking home from a restaurant last Friday night. Police are hunting for those responsible for the shooting. He was to have led an anti-war and anti-Vladimir Putin rally in Moscow Sunday. Authorities say North Korea fired two short-range missiles into the East Sea in an apparent protest against joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises launched elsewhere in the region today. South Korea says its military remains vigilant against any additional launches. North Korea has long demanded that Washington and Seoul stop the annual military drills, which Pyongyang has called a dress rehearsal for a northward invasion. An Iraqi coalition of government troops and militia started a highly publicized offensive to push Islamic State militants out of the city of Tikrit. The country's prime minister and commander-in-chief Haider al-Abadi announced the operation Sunday. Mr. Abadi called on Sunni tribal fighters to abandon the IS group. The city has been under IS control since mid-2014. A Syrian watchdog group says 21 Assyrian Christians abducted by the Islamic State have been released. They were elderly men and women. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights made the announcement Sunday. Local militias say at least 150 people were taken when Islamic State militants attacked villages along the Khabur River in northeast Syria last week, overrunning several predominantly Christian towns. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Washington Sunday, 2 days ahead of a controversial speech he plans to deliver before the U.S. Congress. Prior to his departure, Mr. Netanyahu said he was on a historic mission to try to stop a nuclear deal with Iran. VOA's Scott Bob reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it appears that U.S. and European powers have accepted a gradual easing of restrictions on Iran's nuclear program that within a few years could allow Tehran to make a nuclear weapon. He says he cannot accept this. Many U.S. politicians say the negotiations concede too much to the Iranian government, which advocates the destruction of Israel and, they say, backs terrorism around the world. The Obama administration opposes the speech, saying it comes during the Israeli electoral campaign and could be seen as U.S. meddling in Israeli politics. Scott Bob, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is attempting to shore up the diplomatic friction with Israel. Mr. Kerry told ABC Television's This Week program Prime Minister Netanyahu is welcome to speak in the United States. Secretary Kerry won't be hearing it, though. He's on his way to Europe and Saudi Arabia this week for wide-ranging talks, including discussions about Iran's nuclear program. Three teenage British girls suspected of traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State group have appeared on surveillance video in Turkey. The images show the teens boarding a bus in Istanbul. It is the first reported sighting of the girls since they left London almost 2 weeks ago. Authorities say they have no reason to believe the girls are still in Turkey, but have crossed into neighboring Syria, parts of which have been taken over by the Islamist terror group. The government of Mali has signed a preliminary peace deal with some of the country's northern separatist groups, but the main Tuareg rebel alliance is asking for more time for consultations before agreeing to the accord. Members of the Tuareg rebel alliance attended Sunday's signing ceremony in Algiers, the Algerian capital. The UN brokered deal is aimed at ending decades of instability in northern Mali. Rwanda's attorney general says the government in Kigali is working with international partners and organizations to go after perpetrators of the country's 1994 genocide. About 800,000 mainly minority Tutsi were killed during the country's 100-day massacre. Attorney General Busingye Johnston says the government will not relent on efforts to ensure victims and survivors of the genocide receive justice. Two American astronauts at the International Space Station completed a 2-hour spacewalk, the third such mission in just more than a week. They finished routing 244 meters of power and data lines needed to allow the next generation of spacecraft to dock with a space station. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.